And welcome to the Nehruk podcast, The Power Walk. And for today's Power Walk discussion, we're chatting with Judge Jamal Hudson of the Virginia State Corporation Commission, who also serves as Nehruk's second vice president. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Regina. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so for today's discussion, I'm so excited to chat with you because we're going to be talking about Nehruk's awards program and some thoughts and exciting ideas that you have for this year's awards program and for the future as well. So, just to get started, can you talk about your role in managing Nehruk's awards program?
Certainly. So, in my capacity overseeing the awards program, I get to help coordinate every stage of the process, from launching the call for nominations to planning the award ceremony at the annual meeting. And so this involves working with the committee leadership to ensure each award's purpose and selection standards remain clear and aligned with Nehruk's strategic goals. It involves promoting the opportunity across our membership. It involves convening with our past winners, and it also involves partnering with our events team to integrate the awards seamlessly into the annual meeting agenda, as well as amplifying the winners' achievements through our communication channels. So this year we have three awards. The first award is the Terry Barnidge Award for Promoting International Cooperation. This is the highest honor from our Committee on International Relations, recognizing a commissioner or staff member whose outstanding efforts have advanced Nehruk's work with regulators abroad. It commemorates Terrence Terry Barnidge, former Illinois Commerce Commission chairman and dedicated public servant, who tragically lost his life in 2009 while leading U.S. reconstruction efforts in Iraq. Next, we have the Ray Baum Memorial Leadership Award, established in memory of Ray Baum, our longtime colleague on the House Energy and Commerce Committee and Nehruk Staff Subcommittee Luminary. This award honors a staff member whose initiative, expertise, and drive exemplify Ray's commitment to public service and telecommunications regulation. And last but certainly not least, we have the Mary Kilmarks Award for Good Governance, Clean Energy, and the Environment. It was initiated by resolution in 2002 to honor Commissioner and Rhode Island legislator Mary Kilmarks. It is presented each year to an individual who has gone above and beyond and champions good governance, clean energy advancement, or environmental stewardship, reflecting Mary's feisty spirit and lasting impact in public service.
Okay, so those are three very well-established awards, and I'm sure that we'll be putting out more information about how folks can nominate someone for those awards. But before we get too far, can you explain why we're shifting all of the awards to November's annual meeting?
Well, consolidating our awards presentations into the annual meeting allows us to do three things. One, elevate visibility. It positions the awards as a marquee event with maximum attendance and media coverage. Two, it fosters cohesion. We get to weave the recognition ceremony into the broader narrative and learning opportunities of the conference. And three, it streamlines logistics. It creates a single unified awards track, reducing scheduling conflicts and ensuring every winner receives proper spotlight.
Okay, well, those are some good reasons to move it to November, and I'm sure that folks will be looking forward to that later this year. But without giving away any surprises, what can we perhaps expect from this year's award ceremony?
So for this year's award ceremony, we certainly should expect a united experience. We'll have a one dynamic program that threads each award into a cohesive narrative. We should also expect deeper engagement. We're going to try to have live interviews with the winners, video highlights of their work, and dedicated social media features before, during, and after the meeting. But long term, we hope to expect some ceremony enhancements, maybe an enhanced stage design, keynote remarks tying together the award's shared values and post-award networking receptions to celebrate with their peers.
That all sounds really exciting. And I can tell you that from a comms perspective, we are very excited to participate in this on the social media, interviewing folks who have won in the past and also current winners. This sounds very, very exciting. So we're just thrilled to be a part of that. Can you tell us what the theme is for this year's awards ceremony?
So under the leadership of President Tricia Pridemore from NARUC, we chose the theme of shining a light on excellence. And we chose this theme to underscore how exemplary leadership, whether in international cooperation, staff innovation, or clean energy governance, that it illuminates the path forward for all regulators.
Wow, that's great. So these are very different types of awards. If you just discussed with us the three different awards. So is it fair to say that excellence may be defined differently for each category?
Absolutely. I think that each award's notion of excellence is tailored to its mission. For international cooperation, it basically rewards cross-border collaboration and diplomacy. For leadership in telecommunications, it prizes proactive problem solving, technical mastery, and policy innovation. And for good governance and environment, it honors vision and sustainability, transparent process, and stakeholder engagement. Yet under each distinct lens, the common thread is impact, how the nominees drive meaningful progress in their spheres.
Okay. Well, what can people listening to this podcast do to help make this reimagined awards program even more successful?
First, recognize excellence around you. Look within your commission for colleagues whose achievements deserve celebration. Second, submit a nomination. Review the awards criteria, complete the online nomination form, and encourage your staff to do the same. Third, spread the word. Share the call for nominations on your social media channels and during committee meetings. And last, engage as a sponsor. If your organization is interested in supporting the awards program through sponsorship of the ceremony or award giveaways, reach out to NARUC's development team for limited opportunities.
Okay, those are some great ideas. And of course, we're going to be following up through social media, through targeted messaging, through our newsletter, LinkedIn, of course, as we get closer and when we open up the call for nominees. But at this point, is there anything else we should know?
Yes, basically, I think our goal is to transform the awards into a vibrant, inspirational highlight of the annual meeting, one that not only honors individual achievement, but also strengthens our community. I encourage everyone to participate, whether by nominating a peer, attending the ceremony, or simply amplifying our winners' stories throughout the year. Together, we'll keep shining a light on that excellence in regulatory service.
Wow, that is excellent. And you know, November will be here before we know it. So all this advanced preparation is greatly appreciated. We thank you so much, Judge Hudson, for leading this awards program and sharing this information. And we're looking forward to kicking off an exciting award season.
Thank you again, Regina. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. So to learn more about our awards program and to help us to shine a light on excellence, please visit our homepage at NARUC.org, where you'll see a link to nomination forms along with background information on each award and the past winners. This is Regina Davis for the NARUC Power Walk. Thank you.